Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Memtasam and Aleph. We're holding a Memchasum at base, three lines on the bottom, by the words Ma'arav Yishalmayim. So, says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Ma'isa Betzduki Yachod, there was a story with a certain Tzaduki, Shenisech Agabe Raglav, instead of pouring the water from Nisach HaMayim into the bowls, so he didn't believe in Nisach HaMayim in the whole mitzvah, so he poured it onto his feet. And the people there realized, Urgamuhu Kola Arbasar Gayan, so they all started pelting him, Va'isa Yoim Nifka Makarin HaMizbeach, and on that day, from throwing the Esraigim, or perhaps from throwing rocks at the person, so the Mizbeach, one of the corners of the Mizbeach was chipped. Ve'eviu bul shel melech, so they brought a fistful of salt to Stamuhu, in order to close up the chip. However, says the Braisa, lo mimnei shuch shel avoida, not because this is now going to make it kosher, elo mimnei shel yirah im Mizbeach pogam. It's just that it shouldn't look like it's in a matzav of bizayun that it's chipped, so they filled up the gap, but it wasn't really machshirin. Now, says the Braisa, the reason why it's possible when it's chipped, is shekol mizbeach she'in lo like kevesh, any mizbeach which doesn't have a ramp, like keren, or if it doesn't have one of the corners, that it's complete in its complete state, v'lo yisoid, or if it doesn't have the bottom yisoid, v'lo ribua, if it's not squared, so it's possible avayda. Rabbi Yisrael bar Yehuda, imer afa saiviv. Also, if it doesn't have the top section, the saiviv, so that also is going to make it that the mizbeach is possible. I'm a rabbi bar Barchanam, Rabbi Yechanan, shisen, misheshes me breishes nivru. These shisen, these holes that went into these sephalim, where the wine and the water was poured into, they were created already, misheshes me breishes. And ever, as the Pasuk says, chamuke yirichaya kumaychaylaim, maesli yedei aman. Which the Gemara darshins, chamuke yirichaya chilu ashisen, it's referring to the shisen, kumaychaylaim teaches us, shemichaylaim v'yardin anetahim, that the shisen they led all the way until the tahim, and Masa Yedei Amon, Zu Maisa Yedei Umnasa Shakadosh Baruch Hu, means that Kadosh Baruch Hu created it, B'sheis Mibreishas. Tanit Vei Rabbi Shmuel taught, same halacha, same idea, just a different drasha, that Bereishas, Atiki Bereishas, Ela Barashas, that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the shisen, that was part of Sheishas Mibreishas. Tanit, we learned in the Breisa, Rabbi Yossi Aymer, also Rabbi Yossi agrees to the previous Tanaim, just has a different drasha, that shisen Michailalan V'yardin Anat Tahim. That the shisen, they went all the way until the time. Shanemar as the Pasuk says, Ashiruna li didi, Shiras daidi lecharmai, Karamu li haya li didi, Bekarim ben shaman. So it's all a mashal that, Kadosh Baruch had a Karam, he had Kal Yisrael, and he put him in Karim ben shaman, who was in Eretz Yisrael, Vizakev visakleu, and he protected it, and he took away all the stones, he took away the goyim, and the Pasuk ends off, Vietaeu sayreg vayiven migdal vasaychai vigam yakev chatzev bai. So the Gemara darshins from here that Vietaeu Sairik, Zeh Beis Hamikdash, that's referring to the Beis Hamikdash, and he put the Beis Hamikdash in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim. But even Migdal Beseicha, he built a Migdal, towers in Mizbeach, it's referring to the Mizbeach. And then the Pasuk ends off, Vegam Yekev Chatzev Boy, Elu HaShisen, that's referring to the Shisen. And the Achronim explained how we saw from here that not only were there Shisen, but that the Shisen went all the way until the time. So until now, anyone who discussed the Shisen said that they went all the way until the time. Now the Gemara brings a shita which argues, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Amr Belazar Bar Tzadok, Lul Katan Haya Bein Kevesh Umizbeach, B'Ma'arav Yishal Kevesh. Then no, there was this gap on the west side of the ramp that went up to the Mizbeach. There was a gap on the left side of the Mizbeach between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. On the right side, the Kevesh went directly to the Mizbeach. On the left side, there was a small gap. And says the Gemara, and Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok is saying that that's where the Shisen led to. It didn't go until the time. It went to this gap. V'achas l'shivim shana, once every 70 years, pirchei kuhuna yardin l'sham. So the young Kehanim would go to this gap. U'malakta misham yayin karish, they would gather from there the wine which at this point had all congealed. Shadayme li'igule develo, which was so thick it was like fig cakes. U'balim v'sarfen oisai b'kedusha, and they would go and they would burn it in Nazara. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, ba'kodesh haseich nesach sheichar l'ashem. Which is a pasuk about the nisach hayayin that it's done by kodesh. Which said the Gemara darshins that kashem shenisucha b'kedusha kach sreifasli b'kedusha. Just like the nisach hayayin itself was b'kedusha, so too the sreifa is done b'kedusha. So says the Gemara, my mashma, how do you have the right to darshin the pasuk like that? The pasuk's talking about the nisach. How could you darshin from there anything about the sreifa? So Amar Avina asya kodesh kodesh k'siv hacha b'kodesh haseich nisach sheichar. Lashem. It says b'kodesh regarding nisach hayayin. Uksiv hasam, and it says with regards to neisar v'saraftas neisar be'ish liyachol ki kodeshu. So it says regarding sreifa of neisar that you burn it, and it says a ki kodeshu. So it says the word kodesh. So we darshan that just like the kedusha of the nisach is b'kedusha, the nisach is done b'kedusha. So to the sreifa is always done in the azara. So it comes out with machlekes. If the shisan went until the tahayim, or like Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, that the shisan just went to this lul katan. So now says the Gemara, Kaman Ozlo Adit Nan, who's the following Mishnah, Me'ila go like the Mishnah says, Nisachim batchilu mayalin bahen, at first, if a person's nene from the wine, so he's chayav Me'ila, yardu l'shisan, once it goes into the shisan, so then ain mayalin bahen. So then there's no more chayav Me'ila. So says the Gemara, Lema Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadoki, l'chayr, that's like Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok. That be'etzim it's shayach to be nene even after it goes into the shisan. That only makes sense according to Blazer Bar Tzadok that the wine after it went down into the shisan went to this lul katon. So it's possible to go take it and be nene from it. Di rabbanon, if the town of the Mishnah is the rabbanon, hanachsulu al tahaim. Once it goes down into the shisan, so it's in the depths of the world, you're good luck getting it. Says the Gemara, no, afilu tamer rabbanon, it can even be like the rabbanon. But the iklan, a person, he pulled a shtick and he put in some sort of kli into the shisan. So when the wine went into the shisan, he caught it with his kli, pulled it up, and now he wants to be nene from it. So the Mishnah is saying, so there's no chiyuv me'ila. Vika da Amri, some have a different version of this shaklavatario, that lema rabbanan hi v'loy Rabbi Elazar, that maybe the Tana, it seems like the Tana is dafka rabbanan, and not Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok. Di Rabbi Elazar, if the Tana of this Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, so akati b'kdushu sayu kaimi, you haven't yet finished what you had to do with it. You're still going to have to burn it. So the chayr, it still has kedusha. If it still has kedusha, so why is the din true that there's no meila? If it's like the rabbanon, so now once you pour it into the shisen, bederach klal goes until the tahayim. So you finish what you're doing with it. It lost its kedusha. It makes sense that there's no chiyuv meila. But according to Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, you're not yet finished. You're still going to have to burn it. So why is it taka true that there's no meila? Says the Gemara, if you tame Rabbi Elazar, it could even be like Rabbi Elazar. Rashi says l'maisa, the ikar mitzvah is the nisach. So since the ikar mitzvah is pouring it into the shisan, so you already accomplished the ikar mitzvah, and so once you accomplish the ikar mitzvah, there's no more chiyuv me'ila. That's the general rule. So it's true, you still have to burn it, so there's still an element of kedusha that it still has, but since you already accomplished the ikar mitzvah, therefore there's no more chiyuv me'ila.